we get a blur of images from today's reading and from, of course, today's memorial feast of the Queenship of Mary. When we look at the letter to the Thessalonians, it kind of blends a little bit. When we look at the letter to the Thessalonians, this beginning of this very early letter, what we're seeing here is Paul's attempt to console the community of Thessalonica that's really under persecution. The Jews in Thessalonica are being excluded because they are Christians, right? There's the beginning of the rift between Judaism and Christianity is happening. The Gentiles are excluding them, you know, because they're sort of a pariah that is preaching a God that just doesn't seem to fit in to the Roman or Greek pantheon of gods. And so they're really getting kind of, they're becoming social outcasts, religious outcasts, financial outcasts. Trouble is afoot. And they're trying to deal with it. And Paul says, you know, let me just give you the word. Nobody is going to get out of the cross, right? I mean, there's going to be challenge and suffering enough for everyone, each according to what they can endure in this lifetime. There just is going to be challenge and suffering. And Paul, you know, gives the word of hope. He says, don't worry. It's all going to be redeemed in Jesus Christ. So the first thing you got to have and think about in the midst of all of these sufferings is the resurrection of Jesus. That's where we're going. That's what's important. And in the resurrection, all of our sufferings will be redeemed. And then Paul says something else that's very interesting. He says also, and by the way, suffering is really essential for the journey to heaven. Suffering is essential for the journey to heaven because it makes us humble. Suffering brings humility into our lives. And humility is so important for faith and love, which at the end of the day are the two things so important for the kingdom of heaven. Humility is so important because it chastens us. It chastens our freedom. And of course, because of that, our freedom, sometimes unbridled, gets us into trouble when we follow, you know, erroneous ways. But humility and sometimes the suffering that leads to humility chastens that freedom and helps us into the kingdom of God. So he's giving the Thessalonians, he's giving them this sense, you know, of, hey, the cross is unavoidable. Nobody gets out of it, right? I mean, it's just like taxes, you know. I mean, nobody gets out of it, you know. Not even priests, really. I'll tell you about that later. But the main thing is, you know, at the end of the day, right, we're stuck with it, you know. There's suffering and there's going to be death, and nobody's going to get out of this life without suffering or death. So the point, of course, is pretty clear, but he says, don't worry. It's all going to be redeemed, every bit of that suffering, when you get to the resurrection. And by the way, you may as well lever all that suffering toward the resurrection, because every bit of it is an opportunity for humility. Every bit of it is an opportunity to chasten our freedom. Every bit of it is going to make us more dependent on God and to grow stronger in faith. And you know what? At the end of the day, that's a pretty good thing. These are lessons that will stay with us unto eternity. And this side of eternity is really, really short, right? The idea is, you know, this life is short, pack lightly. Right, for the rest of the side of eternity, long. Lever your sufferings now for the eternity to come later. Last thing, of course, are these woes that are we're just beginning in the Gospel of Matthew. And the woes are important, excuse me, because they show you what's important to Jesus. And what's important to Jesus is this, is that people are trying to get into heaven. And the Pharisees, who are the religious leaders, are preventing them from doing so. They are taking hope away from people who are trying to find God. Yes, they've had terribly imperfect lives. Yes, they've done some really bad things, but they're trying to break out of it. And this, Jesus' first priority, the first woe, is you are making it hard for these people to come back to God. And the first thing that really ticks me off, that's what a woe is, right? You know, I mean, you guys don't get it, right? The key thing is you got to stop doing this because it's contrary to God's will. God wants to let everyone into the kingdom. He loves everybody, even the worst sinner. So cut it out, because you, at the end of the day, by preventing them from coming, you'll be in more trouble than, of course, the sinners themselves. And so that's kind of, you know, put together the whole weave of these readings. And it's, of course, it's hope. There's hope in the midst of suffering. It's all going to be redeemed. There's hope because God wants to allow everyone, even the worst of all sinners, to come into the kingdom. And he's going to try and help them to get into the kingdom. There's hope because, of course, Mary's freedom has paved the way for the Son of God to come into the world. And now she's not only, you know, queen in the sense of a family, she's queen of heaven. She's queen of the eschatological community. She's elevated, right, to this heavenly queenship, which, of course, is beyond any mortal hitherto known. And so, of course, all of these things, well, they bring us hope. And, of course, the hope is well-founded in the love of the Father, the unconditional love of the Father, and in Jesus Christ, our Lord, who proved it in his incarnation, death, and resurrection. Amen.